front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Boy, it's hard to turn off music that good, isn't it? That is some good pop right there. That's my Billy Idol. His rendition of L.A. Woman is even better than Jim Morrison's. I've got to say it right now. Okay, Jason Rink, maker of Nullification. It's got Tom Woods in it. People can get the film at InfoWars.com. You got a final 2 minutes, and I appreciate your time today. Tom Woods of TomWoods.com. Find all his great books and other evil pro-liberty stuff there. JasonRink.com as well. You got a final 2 minute statement, and then we're going to get one from Tom Woods, and then I'm going to come back and get into J.P. Morgan. They say they brought you things. Well, they say they underwrote America. Go ahead.
Well, I think I just want to say and point out that this is really all about the war on no, the war on whether or not we as free people, because that's what it's about. It's not about the states. It's about the people. It's about the sovereignty of the individual. Do we have the power to say no when our rights are violated, when our property is being violated?
No, you don't. I'm sorry.
That's the point. The federal government is clamping down on that. They're saying you don't have the ability to say no to unconstitutional drug wars. You don't have the ability to say no to the unconstitutional war on terror. You don't have the ability to say no to unconstitutional foreign wars or national health care or anything like that. You've got to take whatever policy we come up with, and we're going to shove it down your throats. And what we're saying in, with the Tom's book Nullification, with the 10th Amendment Center, with Nullification, the Rightful Remedy, is we're saying no.
Oh, so extreme.
That is not the case. We are saying that
you're saying Washington shouldn't dictate everything, including what your kids eat. How dare you?
Yeah. And you know what? It's not just because they can't do it well. It's not just because the federal government's inefficient at doing these
things. It's not their jurisdiction.
Absolutely. They don't have the right. And they've turned it around. They've made it seem as though the federal government is supreme in all they do. And I like to ask people and say, well, if the federal government is supreme and the supremacy clause is to do whatever they want, why enumerate any powers at all? Why not just make the Constitution one line, which says the federal government can do whatever it wants?
The federal government is God, and Obama is his prophet.
Absolutely. So
maybe we should do that.
Well, you know, I think it's getting to the point where we are being pressed. The people are being pressed to really as far as they can. And we're going to see over the next few years whether or not the states and the people and those that represent us at the state level, whether they have the cojones to stand up for it. I mean, whether or not they are going to stand with the people or whether they're going to stand.
Do we have huevos or do we not? Great points, Jason. Closing comments, Tom Woods.
Well, here's how I look at things. Sometimes I hear even a conservative group say we can't do nullification because it won't work. But to hear that coming from the conservatives, when for the past 100 years, I can't see anything they've done has worked. Nothing they've done has slowed down the federal
government. Well, they've been compromised, yeah.
So my view is we could write one of those gag books and call it Great Conservative Victories and be one of those books full of blank pages. For these people to tell me this won't work, well, even if it doesn't work, it's no worse than the strategy you guys have adopted. But in other words, if we're going to have any success, we can't just do the same old thing over and over and over. We've got to try something different. And incidentally, we have the arguments so overwhelmingly on our side. Today I went through line by line. I went through a critic of nullification. I basically left this guy in shreds over at TomWoods.com. Just scroll down, you'll find it. And also, finally, one thing, Alex, you might get a kick out of is when I wrote the book Nullification, I knew that you're going to be attacked if you talk about nullification. You're evil. You're a racist, whatever. So I made a video guessing what it would be like to be interviewed in the mainstream media about nullification, and it's called Interview with a Zombie. And if you go to interviewwithazombie.com, you'll see exactly what I mean. Here I am giving completely rational arguments, and the guy who plays the zombie just keeps calling me names and calling me names. But little by little, we're cracking through, because after 4 years of Obama and every critic of Obama being called a racist, these types of words just don't work anymore.
I agree. And you notice the neocons and liberals are like, don't do nullification. It's kooky. It's bad. But their whole program in the Defense Department is built around blocking it. And Tom, I want to get you on soon dealing with the economic meltdown that you've been predicting so accurately. And I want to get you back on the Nightly News as soon as you'd like. Jason Rink, Tom Woods, both in studio with us. Gentlemen, well, you're in studio. It feels like Tom's in studio via that Skype. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
This has been so extreme, saying no to foreign banks that run our federal government. This has been so un-American. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey!
I got something deep inside! Oh, yeah!
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
That's right.
I got soul!
And I'm super bad! In a good kind of way. And I'm super bad.
And I'm super bad.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I got something deep down inside me. I don't like being a slave. I don't like a bunch of scum telling me what to do. I don't like seeing my country seized by foreign banks to carry out criminal operations worldwide. I don't watch a lot of television, but I did have family in for Thanksgiving. My wife did Thanksgiving this year, God bless her. And family wanted to watch NFL football. So NFL football was, you know, on all day long. And so I was sitting there, and we had the audio off a lot of the time. But I saw this ad about Thanksgiving and America and I was like, man, this is a really good ad. This is, and then at the end of it, it was brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. And folks, J.P. Morgan Chase is the emperor of the New World Order, and Goldman Sachs is Darth Vader, the enforcer. I mean, you cannot get higher in the pyramid of the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Combine, the folks that don't want a free market, the people that want a world government. These are the people destroying this country. And I'm not saying everybody that works at J.P. Morgan Chase is evil. I'm not saying, you know, that getting a home loan from them is, you know, that inherently you're bad. I'm saying the directives of it, they are the founders of the private Federal Reserve. They are the biggest shareholders of it. They're the ones that set the agenda. They're the ones that bankrolled Obama and Mitt Romney. And you see this. Well, I'm going to play the special report here, then we'll go to break, and I'll come back with my review of World War Z. I'm going to do a more detailed one on the nightly news, but need to talk about this because it dovetails with all the eugenics and the dehumanization. But trying to condense down to 8-9 minutes here, all the things they're doing. I mean, they're behind it all. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you'll see all the articles and documents where I back up my claims. You're a radio listener, you can just write down notes of what I'm saying. We're also going to post it in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on YouTube for everybody. Get this video out. It needs to go viral. But it is Goldman Sachs. They're the ones, if you got to say any group, destroying America. They're where the MF Global money went. I mean, this is New World Order, Eye of Sauron, Morgoth, Beelzebub, Baphomet, Satan, Leviathan. This is it. Let's go ahead and play this analysis that Aaron Dykes and I put together. Alex Jones here to report on one of the most sickening displays of high-tech propaganda I have ever witnessed. Since the week of Thanksgiving, the airwaves have been bombarded with a commercial paid for and produced by J.P. Morgan Chase, showing iconic images of soldiers returning home and the 9/11 attacks and people toasting each other over turkeys, the very essence of Americana. Looks like it was directed by Steven Spielberg. Let's analyze and break down this sickening piece of propaganda.
Let's give thanks for an idea. A grand idea called America.
Deftly conjuring an image that only existed in Norman Rockwell's America, we are then told finally that this image of a beautiful and strong America is brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase, the very authors of our decline and eventual collapse. It is incredibly painful to see them putting out this pro-family, pro-America image so that they can brand themselves to it, so they can tie themselves to it, when they are at the heart of destroying our republic and taking this country into debt bondage. Let's analyze this piece a little bit further. Imagine the cold-blooded calculation that when you're all sitting around watching the football game after enjoying the turkey with your family, grandma's there, the grandchildren are there, the fire's going, and you're bombarded every 10 minutes, because I was watching football with family as well, with J.P. Morgan Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. They bring you America. They bring you prosperity. They bring you freedom when they are steering this country towards economic collapse, because that's how they conquer you, is by economic fraud. They want you in debt to them for nothing but zeros and ones that they created fraudulently on their derivative sheet. In his farewell address to Congress, Ron Paul pointed out who the real enemy is: the megabanks. He called them authoritarian psychopaths.
Psychopathic authoritarians endorse government-initiated force to change the world.
He went on to point out the fact that when Americans lost their homes, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others got bailed out.
Why did the big banks, the large corporations, and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008, and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes?
The megabanks, led by J.P. Morgan Chase, over the last few decades put their operatives into all the major regulatory positions.
I think the truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They have untold, unlimited amounts of money, money which they use, by the way, to get the deregulation.
Then they implode the economy in 2008, threaten martial law if the government doesn't sign on to their too-big-to-fail derivatives. And they did the same thing in Europe. Three bailouts later, the people are more poor than ever. The taxes are sky high. And the tax money is going to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, who again brag that they've conquered the world.
Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks. Because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge?
If authoritarianism leads to poverty and war and less freedom for all individuals and is controlled by rich special interests, the people should be begging for liberty.
I think it's important to also note that they say America is about being a free market.
Free markets, free enterprise, and free refills.
So J.P. Morgan Chase implies that they are free market when their entire business model is designed around government bailouts and government contracts. And when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are at the core of pushing planned economies via Agenda 21, their business model is shutting down their competition using government regulation and then exempting themselves from those regulations while becoming bloated on the blood, sweat, and tears of the American people via corporate welfare.
The circumstances surrounding J.P. Morgan, is how big an opportunity is this right now?
The American people are angry at Wall Street. You know what they want? They want our financial institutions to invest in the real economy. They want Wall Street to be lending money to businesses.
J.P. Morgan claims they want to get America moving in this ad, that they want to see that entrepreneurial spirit thrive. While making investments in China, where they have no carbon tax, J.P. Morgan is at the center of driving a program to shut down the majority of power plants in the country and, quote, bankrupt coal, which is projected to more than double the price of electricity. J.P. Morgan Chase and the other five megabanks are diametrically opposed to a real free market and a true system with competition and private property. They can only exist via a government license to operate their private Federal Reserve. While people like Jamie Dimon, who they're now pushing to be the new Treasury Secretary, sits on the highest levels of the private Federal Reserve Board while he sits as the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, giving trillions of dollars of free credit to himself and his shareholders. That gives new meaning to conflict of interest and Fox guarding the henhouse. And who owns the private Federal Reserve? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. 12 years ago, they merged their banks. In 2012, they publicly merged their family fortunes. I'm not just talking to people in the United States. I'm talking to humans worldwide. We are under bankster occupation. They think you're stupid. They think you don't understand finance. They think you don't understand what fraud is. This is a criminal takeover by a group of globalists that have given themselves unlimited capital through fiat fraudulent derivatives. I want to close with a quote by one of our greatest founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, because he understood who the enemy was 230 plus years ago. We need to understand who the enemy is today. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson, the issuing power. They can issue unlimited fraudulent derivatives paper and then have government sign on to the fraud they created and declare us their debt slaves. I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com. And if you are watching this transmission, remember, you are the resistance. That's right, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to give you my review of the New World Order propaganda World War Z. I tell you, Brad Pitt and his UN front war criminal wife really ought to be ashamed of themselves, no matter how many minority children they tow around with them as as a set piece of how good they are. Brad Pitt, who I know knows about the New World Order. I've talked to multiple people in Hollywood that know him. Showed him my films, Aaron Russo's film. Aaron Russo actually, I'm not going to get into it. It's just really, really is a major bummer. But I guess he likes flying around in helicopters, being treated like he's important. I've gotten the breakdown on this film. It's really sickening, and it's just par for the course. Maybe Brad Pitt's just stupid. Maybe his wife's stupid too, but I don't think so. But there you go, J.P. Morgan Chase, folks. A lot of you can be delusional and think you're a Democrat or Republican, think you're part of the power structure. They plan on ending this republic. They want you poor, and they want you dead. They are the enemy. They are the New World Order. They are Satan in my book. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code Water15. Water15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,730.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,773.27, $886.64 for a half ounce, or $443.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,773.27, $886.64, and $443.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing, and we do need your prayers, not just your support and spreading the word about the broadcast, because make no mistake, we're giving the globalists a run for their money in defense of human life. Okay, as is often the case, I saw some emails coming into the office a few days ago. I saw some comments on YouTube last night. Hey, Alex, why aren't you covering and doing a film review for World War Z? You know, this is incredible propaganda. So I went and watched the trailer, and I went and found they've got the full synopsis online. They're not hiding that it is basically an adaptation of the book, and is the book, you know, broken into three. And having my background knowledge, I immediately knew what was happening. This is a United Nations world government acclamation event. Angelina Jolie, and we have some shots of her up on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, just type in Angelina Jolie UN. Does all these disgusting photo ops claiming she's trying to help Africans when she's pushing the Afrikan invasion. She pushed the mass murder of Libya and handing it over to Al-Qaeda. Now the 20-month attack on Syria using Al-Qaeda. I mean, she is a world government front lady consciously. And because there's nothing worse than being a pro-war thug and then saying you're a humanitarian. I mean, it's like Obama, the Peace Prize winner. I mean, Angelina Jolie is really bad news. And it blows me away. Because when you hear from one Hollywood person, oh, yeah, they've seen your films, blah, blah, blah. This is like 10 years ago. And then again about 6 years ago. And then to hear it from another prominent Hollywood person, and you're like, they've seen my films and know about the New World Order, and they're doing all this. So they've clearly decided to join the dark side. I even said like 5 years ago, well, they must be infiltrating it. Yeah, yeah. No, that is not what's happening. And, I mean, they're just doing so much bad stuff. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, you're disgusting. And this whole, I just hope when you're old and shriveled, if things even go that far, you remember how worthless your life was. There's still time to turn back, just like I told Lance Armstrong. There is still time. There is still time. And Brad Pitt may just be stupid. Angelina Jolie, just disgusting. Now, I'll do a larger review on the TV show tonight, but I just wanted to go over some of this. It pushes, and when I saw the trailer before I did research, I went, this is what it is. And I went and looked it up. It was that. That's how much I know these people. It's incredible. I first watched the trailer last night. I'm like, okay, everybody's saying, look at this. There's another zombie movie. It's all about dehumanization, teaching us humans are ugly and bad. The giant throng, you know, is scum. So I went and I read the IMDb pro thing. It was the same as the Wikipedia. Okay, so I know what the movie is. South African apartheid is the model for safe zones for the elite to protect themselves during economic collapse from the zombies. So it's another archetypal preparation for the worldwide depression that's to bring us into Agenda 21 that will be accompanied by bioweapon releases that are used to reduce world population. White House Science Czar John P. Holdren, EcoScience, all their books, all their publications. I see what they wrote about 30, 40 years ago and till now, mirrored in the media, getting us ready for the consciousness, race, psychological narrative. So they're definitely thinking about doing this. This is the same military-industrial complex that detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, trying to detonate the atmosphere. Source, declassified nuclear Department of Energy program, William Shatner's Trinity and Beyond. Okay, go look it up. They show film of this going on. These are crazy people. So don't think they won't release the bioweapon. All the SARS and the rest of it's just been a test. The United Nations implements worldwide the Redeker plan used to keep blacks on controlled zones, to keep the zombies out, but also to use the general public to fight and kill each other with the zombies. That's a metaphor for the police and military being used to take our guns, then we kill each other. Now, this guy's showing his sophistication in the book. I'm going to read the book now. Continuing, most people die, world populations reduced down to almost nothing, the global government reconstitutes to save everyone, and the UN hero that will lead the world government fight against the zombies is Brad Pitt. And again, you know I'm not anti-Israel, because Israel is just one set piece in this, but I saw it, and I knew what it was, and I went and looked it up, and that's the plot. The giant walls that keep the Palestinians out, Israel is the only thing to stand, and the only one to listen, because they had walls, and you have images of Palestinians as basically roaches trying to climb up and get over the wall. And Brad Pitt, and we actually have some images of that. You guys can roll in the background if you want. Brad Pitt machine gunning with the Israelis, the hordes of Palestinians trying to come over the wall. And I mean, this is the type of stuff. It's total programming. And folks, to know this at such a deep level, I saw the 2-minute trailer, knew what it was. Went and read it. I knew it. I mean, I know these people too, because they just do the same thing over and over again. And you know what? Brad Pitt's probably, you think because somebody plays roles of a smart guy, he's smart. He must be dumb. You know, I mean, I heard somewhere he spends like $500 on skin lotion a day to look like a pretty boy. You know, grow up and be a real man, Brad Pitt. Fight the New World Order. They're putting cancer viruses in kids' vaccines. Don't think you're immune. Brad Pitt, the New World Order is going to kill you one day. You watch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, more coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Okay. We have classical tyranny run by authoritarian psychopaths, to quote Ron Paul, taking over our society. And to understand this next report I'm about to cover, because it's finally back in mainstream news again, this has been going on for at least 20 years in Europe, England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. It's global standardized, exact same bioethicist boards. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, And now doctors are being turned into federal administrators of death. Death panels, which Bill Gates admits is in the legislation, cutting back to health care, making you buy overpriced health care, insurance companies owned by big mega banks who wrote health care, pre-existing conditions not covered, people in England and Europe waiting on average 18 months for totally operable surgeries. If it's within the first few months, totally inoperable. If it's after 6 months, they wait till it metastasizes. They kill you. They have actuaries. If you're retired, you don't get surgery. Do you understand this? You aren't allowed to go to a private hospital in England unless you've gone to the government one and then been refused treatment. Then you might get in to see a private physician, and then it's incredibly expensive. Paul Watson, for 3 weeks, had a cold, couldn't get rid of it, got scared. Went to the government doctors. They wouldn't help him. They give him a little pack with some Kleenex and some aspirin and some lozenges in it. Wouldn't even do a swab. I can drive down to a little clinic right now, like Victory Clinic, San Austin, Texas. Go there some. Every once in a while I need something. Before they give me medication or something, they do a swab. They say they're going to call me in 6 hours. They send it to a lab, and they say, it's viral. Can't take antibiotics. Or it is this bacteria. Here's this wide-spectrum antibiotic. But my children occasionally go to different pediatricians. They'll just say, here's some antibiotics. Well, aren't you going to do a swab? It's total quackery. And now they've got all these big healthcare groups getting out of dentistry, getting out of medical care, getting out of surgery. People are just getting out of it. Doctors are quitting by the hundreds of thousands in the last 3 years. Hundreds of thousands have quit. Hundreds of thousands. Because they're told on a computer, you've got to go into a computer now if you take Medicare or Medicaid, and you've got to tell it, okay, here's what the patient I think has, and it tells you your list of options. It tells you the drug you can use. It will tell you to use a new expensive drug that you don't think even works and won't even let you use an old confirmed drug. My dad's an oral surgeon, a dentist. He manages, 18 dental offices. He consults all over the country for medical systems. I'll get him on the air. I've had Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, former university professor. He quit because of all this. He'll tell you the exact same thing my dad will tell you. Ron Paul, medical doctor, he'll tell you the same thing. This is the reality. This is the reality. Now, what they do is, before I get to this huge news, is they've done this in Europe already, they've done this in England. They tell you, we're going to come out with a national health service. They do that parallel to a private health service. Then they use that to bankrupt the private health service by making it be part of the public health service. Then government comes in to lower costs, because it always bankrupts things, and says, well, we're not going to give you a knee surgery if you're over 60. We're not going to give you an eye surgery if you're over 65. We're making you do prenatal screening, and it shows your child is at risk of a genetic disorder developing it. We're going to force an abortion. By the way, I saw an article 2 weeks ago where they forced an abortion on a handicapped woman, saying there was a chance her child might have it. Was it multiple sclerosis? Ladies and gentlemen, they can look into anybody and find genetic traits that may flick on. This is a total Brave New World Gattaca tyranny. And Gattaca and Brave New World are based on the top eugenics family that came out of a genetic breeding program from 1852 until 1925, when the program was terminated. The Huxleys, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Darwins, and one other family. I cover it in Endgame. This is what runs everything. This is the heart of it all. By 1935, close to 40 states, 33 had total, the 39 had partial, where they would take children if they had low test scores or their parents did, or if someone had a tick, as they called it, a neurological disorder, they would pull up with a truck. In the United States, the Nazis got it all from us. We got it from England. Mexico did this too. It was all the rage. They would come in and grab your children, black, white, they didn't care, mainly white, because their view was all the blacks were subhumans, so just use them as fodder. But they said they would go and grab white children. They had newsreels. I show you newsreels in Endgame where it shows them taking people and killing babies. Doctors killing babies. This is from the 30s. A doctor killing a baby. in the short films they would show before movies when the talkies first came out. Before that, they were silent. Or you got somebody playing a piano in there. This is all an endgame. All I've done is read over 100 books on this. I mean, this is them saying it. This is not my opinion. Now, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to read out of this Daily Mail article. But I want you to understand something. This is a whitewash. And not because the Daily Mail writer, Fionn Mar-Kay, is bad, but because they haven't studied it. The doctors are going public that they watch babies, children, 14-year-olds, begging, shriveling up, their tongue stuck to their mouth, blood coming out of their eyes. Dehydration is ultra painful. On average, it takes about 14 days to murder somebody with it. And they call it humane. See, they know how to do something totally sick because they're psych warfare experts. They do something over the top and then just act like it's normal. Just like they're putting cameras in for 10 years in school showers with elementary school girls at PE. And the news is like, what's the big deal having a camera in the shower? It's all to be over the top, to break your will, okay? Now, at 3 a.m., I hear bzz, bzz, my wife's next to me on her phone reading articles. She wakes up sometimes in the middle of the night. And I wake up, and I start reading it. And we're sitting there in the dark reading. And I read the whole Daily Mail article, and I can't go back to sleep. 15 pages. And while I'm reading it, I'm getting frustrated that they don't understand the full story, not even 5% of it, that I'm not articulate enough to explain to you how bad this is and how real it is. I'm not exaggerating. It's worse than I can tell you. And I want to carry this book in the bookstore so everybody has it front and center, but I'm going to plug it right now, too. His book, Culture of Death, Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal writer. He has taken photos. He has interviewed them. He has gone in to the hospitals where people can walk, but they don't have any family. They get signed in as wards of the state, and they actually chain you down while you beg for food and water. And I've had the nurses call in and say, it's incredible. This old woman, I was sneaking her ice cubes. They had her tied down, and they dehydrated her to death. Once they get the bioethics board to say, yeah, you got a breast cancer. We're not going to treat it. It would take 6 years to grow on average till it kills you. We're just going to go ahead and deny you food and water. And these people go, honey, can I have a little ice? And nurses get fired when they bring them ice. They're murdering people in the town I live in, Austin, right now. Murdering them. They've got whole floors of execution going on. Just like they have whole floors of saying it's the law. When it's not the law, all the nurses have to take all these vaccines. Now courts are ruling they're going to give kids a shot without parental consent. California passed a law. It's happening, okay? It's happening, right? And they use poster child like, oh, look at Terry Schiavo. You know, we argue whether she's brain dead or not. Well, let's dehydrate someone who's brain dead to set the precedent while they're killing people. Now, you remember back in February, Paul Watson got an email from a listener, a tip. This is how it works. Saying, hey, I'm a doctor. The prestigious medical ethics journal, the Journal of Medical Ethics, says what you've been covering, Peter Singer's been calling for at Princeton, killing children up to 3, killing Down syndrome children when they're 20, killing handicaps. Again, the government's claiming they like handicapped folks and want to give you accessibility to play the part of the good guy. Just like they did with blacks in the 20s and 30s. Oh, we're the liberals. We're going to give you government funds now to live the way we say. Well, the Margaret Sanger memos are public. She said, we're going to kill these animals. Her words. We're going to kill these weeds. We got to pose as liberals. This whole we're going to take care of handicapped stuff, it's about killing you. So, but it's about controlling the lobbies that speak for you. So you think, oh, my gosh, the government's the one that protects us. Huh. Yeah, they're going to give you a paved walkway for your wheelchair right into an incinerator. They're going to send you into the showers for delousing. I mean, it's hygiene. They care about you. We've got a ghetto. We've got a ghetto for you to go live in so people don't bust out your shop windows. Oh, well, this ghetto isn't safe. We've got a work facility for you. Oh, they're setting those up now. They say when things collapse, you'll work in a government reservation facility. They've set up a model of it at the old Robert Mueller Airport here in Austin. And they got checkpoints and scanners, and there's some barbed wire and some stuff. But you know what? You know what? They care about you. Let me continue here. And they've learned, as long as they label something as good, they go, oh, it's humane. We take babies that have muscular dystrophy, or we take Down syndrome babies. And again, it's going to move on to everybody. So a lot of you go, well, let's get rid of those babies. I don't want to pay for them. Oh, really? You're going to wake up 65. You think you're 30-something today. You know, you're going to wake up 60. Or you're going to be in a car wreck. And they're going to be able to treat you in 100% recovery. But they're going to wink, wink. And the surgeon that's over you is going to be the head of the bioethics board in that hospital. And he's going to get probably $100,000 of the $400,000, $500,000 they're going to get out of your body. My dad's worked in hospitals, rewiring jaws, you name it. When I was going 15 to take my driver's test, he said, do not sign that organ donor card. I've been told that if you go in hurt in a wreck, even if you are operable and 100% recoverable, you'll be killed. And I thought my dad was a crazy liar. And then years later, it came out on 60 Minutes in the very city that I was from, Dallas, they were killing people. It's come out in the news, they kill people in the town I live in, Austin. Chicago's the most famous. They will kill you. They will kill you in a minute. They will take your children in these hospitals in a minute. Now, there are nice doctors, nice nurses working right next to the ringwraiths. But this is a takeover. Do you understand? They've been creeping around. So here was his article in February. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed. February 28th. Here it is, March 1st, a few days later, Daily Mail. Doctors should have the right to kill unwanted or disabled babies at birth as they are not real persons, claims former Oxford academic. Now, here's the new article yesterday. Now sick babies go on death pathway. Doctor's haunting testimony reveals how children are put on end-of-life plan and how he was ordered to kill 10 babies alone at one hospital in 1 month. Here's another one. Medical Journal calls afterbirth abortions, say infants aren't people, can be killed up to age 3. London Telegraph, killing babies no different, abortion experts say. February 29th, day after we first broke it. Medical Journal, legalize afterbirth abortions. Fox News, Medical Journal advocates killing newborns, actually up to age 3. Now, who taught me about this in the late 1990s? Wesley J. Smith. Award-winning author, researcher, senior fellow of human rights and bioethics at the Discovery Institute. What did he write? He wrote Culture of Death. Available Amazon.com. We don't sell it. Get it. Read it. Read the names of the people and the testimonies where he's been there when someone's like, Wesley, please save me. And they get him and they throw him out, and 14 days later the person's dead. People that can walk. Begging for their lives, blood pouring out. The nurses come in and cry and put bandages on them. They fight hard, but they are killed. And don't worry, nurses are reassigned, and Munchausen, by proxy, killers are brought in. And you know about killer nurses. They're a small percentage. There's a lot of murderers. Women have always killed throughout history by poison. Women, they're not like men that come up and hack you up with a battle axe to your face. Women like poison. And psychological actuaries and criminology show that it's not men are more apt to be violent. It's that men are more likely to be overtly violent. Women will poison you. Women poison. And you've got a lot of psychopathic operators in these. And my dad worked at MD Anderson in high school and college in a research project. And he said a percentage of the cancer doctors really got off on people missing their lower mandibles and injecting people with deadly poisons who'd signed off on it as treatments, and would literally have the equivalent of orgasms watching people die. Okay? Now, you need to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Mengele, you know about him? Learned everything from British and U.S. scientists. At Nuremberg, that was their defense. Now, what's the article I read last night that's 15 pages long that I intended to read on air? I don't know if I'm going to have time to read it all. You must go read all 15 pages. How they describe the babies looking like shriveled. You know, you have a tomato that looks healthy, how it shrivels up and turns black. Same deal. The baby's begging. The little boy's begging. The 14-year-old boy, he describes begging. Okay, you need to understand this, folks. This is what they're doing. These are not liberals. These are the absolute scum of the earth. Now sick babies go on death pathway. Doctor's haunting testimony reveals how children are put on end-of-life plan. The practice of withdrawing food and fluid by tube used on young patients. Doctors admit starving and dehydrating 10 babies to death in neonatal unit. Liverpool care pathway, subject of independent inquiry ordered by ministers. Investigation including child patients who look at whether cash payments to hospitals to hit death pathway target have influenced doctors' decisions. There are literal bonuses to kill people that are operable. The media only covers people that it sounds like, well, they're, you know, that baby's retarded, kill them. No, sir. No, sir. It's people begging. Sick children are being discharged from NIH hospitals to die at their home or in hospices are controversial death pathways. Until now, end-of-life regime at Liverpool care pathway was thought to involve only elderly and terminally ill adults. Guess again, you can walk into these things and ask them to kill you, and they won't call assisted suicide. They'll hook you up on morphine and kill you over a week. But the mail can reveal the practice of withholding food and fluid by tube is being used on young patients as well as severely disabled newborn babies. Now, they'll also keep you alive if you're terminal, if you've got insurance and are rich. You can be brain dead. They'll give you double hip replacements. So there's the other end of that, too. It's all about control and money. But when it's government health care, they want you dead. People go, well, we're all paying for this. Now we're socialized. Other people are going to have decisions on you. One doctor has admitted starving, dehydrating 10 babies to death in the neonatal unit of one hospital. Writing in a leading medical journal, physician revealed the process can take an average of 10 days, during which the baby becomes smaller and shrunken. And then it goes on to 14-year-old boys begging for their lives, blood pouring. You see, when you've been dehydrated, the skin starts cracking, blood starts coming out your rectum, your eyes, your mouth. The tongue shrinks. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the nightly news tonight, because I got former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney coming up, and I've got really great filmmakers and experts on nullification coming up and how to defeat the globalist. But the problem getting into a subject like this is that Wesley Smith has written, I don't know, it's got to be more than 50 articles for the Wall Street Journal. He's written a book on it. I'm going to get him on for 2 hours and give you the cases. Because the media is smart, the globalist media. They only cover some brain-dead person being turned off who's been on a coma for 20 years. And you hear about families that keep their family alive or keep somebody alive, and then it's made to look stupid. Even though my uncle, my dad's brother, was in a very bad motorcycle accident, was in a coma for 6 weeks. They wanted to unplug him immediately. He's got two healthy, happy, full-grown children. He has businesses. He's very successful. He has a little bit of a speech problem. But he lives a very fulfilled life. And he was 17 years old, demanded a motorcycle, raised his own money to get it, over the objections of my grandfather, got the motorcycle, went off and bought it with my grandmother. My grandfather, you know, it was so much excitement. He said, okay, you can have the motorcycle. A couple months later, boom, it's hit by a truck. The point is they wanted to unplug him. They wanted to take him off the feeding tube. This is like in 1968. And my family said no. And 6 weeks later came out of the coma. So you have to balance all of this, but there's no balance to this. Once you have socialist health care, could you have socialist health care run by angels? I mean, hypothetically, if giant spaceships landed run by some foreign robot race and said, we are here to make you live forever. We will give you life extension because, you know, we love your species. This is hypothetical. I'm not saying this is real for the media out there. Then I guess that's socialism. Something shows up and says it wants to give you something free. But see, this isn't some, you know, angel showing up to give you eternal life or to give you free health care. These are eugenicists. For heaven's sakes, read Margaret Sanger's letters. Just type in Margaret Sanger's letters on African Americans. I say use that search term because that's what will pull it up. They referred to as Africans. And they said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to take control of these people institutionally. We're going to kill them. And they do. They kill half of them, 52% non-born. From 10% illegitimacy to 92% illegitimacy, they have destroyed the black community. And let me tell you something, they're going to do it to everybody's community. In fact, you look at every other community, that's exactly what they've duplicated. They started with the blacks because that was a group that they could target and isolate and control. They said, we're going to run the hookers and the drugs in your neighborhood. And that's going to be our only economic way to move up. The globalists have it all figured out. They're engineers. And they hate humanity. And now they are saying, oh, people are so infertile now, the government will pay to have a designer baby for you, even with three parents. Look this up. But we're going to cut out any traits we say are bad, including aggression, including not trusting authority. You can type in the news articles. Anything I say, type it in, look it up. And you read this 15-page article, and it just goes on describing in nightmare detail, the baby's crying, the blood, the 14-year-old cancer patient begging for food and water. And it goes on and on about the baby's hunger and thirst. It goes on, I have also seen children die in terrible thirst because fluids are withdrawn from them until they die. Doctors describing 14-year-old boy begging for water as his tongue shriveled to a black lump stuck to his mouth. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.